Missouri, Springfield, Missouri Police Court, at the Medical Center for Veteran Prisoners. Mr. Putt has filed a petition.
Medical Center for Veteran Prisoners.
That's correct, now, please, in Springfield, Missouri. Has filed a petition for writ of habeas corpus ad testificum, stating that he has information regarding the assassination of President Kennedy. He knew about the day that Dr. Martin Luther King was killed, and also when Senator Kennedy was killed. Please, this is filed on Mr. Putt's behalf, asking this court to bring him down to testify in this matter. Mr. Putt also mentioned police court that he is being mistreated in the federal custody and has been subject to terror for over 4 years, and that he has served more than the time required by his sentence, and that the U.S. District Attorney General and that the Director of the Bureau of Prisoners and the U.S. Judges and prison officials have joined in a conspiracy to hold said petition. Now, please, this petitioner is attempting to invoke this court's power under our habeas corpus law to bring him back not only to testify in this matter, but it appeared to be to testify as to whether or not he had been illegally detained. I respectfully submit to the court that under Tennessee Code Annotated 23-1802, our legislature set out that a person committed or detained by virtue of process issued by a court of the United States or judge thereon, where such judge or courts have exclusive jurisdiction under the laws of the United States, or have acquired exclusive jurisdiction by the commencement of suits in such courts, are not entitled to the benefits of this writ. Now, we believe that under this code section that the petitioner does not have the right to ask this court to be brought down as to the merits of his being detained illegally. As to the question of whether or not he should be allowed to testify in this matter, I believe also that the petitioner has no standing before this court, that the only manner in which he could be brought down now, please, would be under our habeas corpus laws, which is set out in our statute, and that the state position is now that we are not opposing the man being brought down if Mr. Haynes wants to call it as a witness.
Has Mr. Haynes been notified?
Yes, Your Honor, please. Mr. Haynes has been notified. In our answer, we have stated that a certified copy of the said petition to be given to Mr. Arthur Haynes, Sr., Counsel of Record for James Earl Ray. Mr. Haynes has been notified of this. Now, please, Mr. Haynes felt the need to have Mr. Putt brought down. He would have the proper standing to ask this court to issue a habeas corpus ad testificum to Missouri, which would be a matter of comity between the Missouri court, whether or not they would bring this man down. But our position is very simple, Your Honor, please, that this man does not have the standing to ask this court to be brought down in light of our code section 23-1802. Now, please, there are United States Supreme Court decisions that have upheld this law, specifically Aitman v. Booth, 62 U.S. 506, United States v. Darville, 80 U.S. 397. Also, please, of course, there is the case of Ex parte Yerger, which is 75 U.S. 85, which says that a prisoner's remedy is in federal court, where it says a federal prisoner. With that, John, we'd also like to state that there is no standing for the motion for the appointment of a psychiatrist in this matter. I might add further, John, if Mr. Haynes feels fit to call him, there might be a question as to the competency of the witness to testify. That is to say, under our code section 24-101, the witness must have the capacity to understand oath. So there would be some question, even if he were brought down, as to whether or not the man was competent to understand an oath.
I read this petition filed. Am I correct in this? Was he transferred from Atlanta to Missouri?
Yes, Your Honor, he was
on the very day that Martin Luther King was killed.
Yeah, please, he was transferred to from Atlanta to Springfield, Missouri on March
19, 1968. And I thought he was received somewhere there on March 4th or whatever, April 4th or whatever day it was, the assassination.
Yeah, please, the information we have showed that he was transferred on the March 19th.
That
yes, Your Honor.
agree with you. I don't think this court has any jurisdiction to determine the legality of his restraint. And I've never heard of the case of the prisoner himself for filing a petition for a writ of habeas corpus ad testem canem. In other words, I think that would have to come from Mr. Haynes.
Yes, sir. Respect the
law. All right. What is your motion? This be stricken?
Yes, Your Honor. We're asking that the petition be stricken, both the petition to testify and also the motion for appointment of psychiatry.
I have a motion to strike this court. I think an order should be in there.
Yes, Your Honor.
A copy of the order be sent to the petition in the hospital.
Yes, Your Honor.
Wants to appeal it and wants to do anything about it, why, that's up to him.
Yes, sir.
But this court has no jurisdiction to determine the legality.